This is the Creating the Future podcast, and I'm your host, Jordan Kraus. Today, I'm joined by the director.
The director.
The camp adventure director, Moani Kanai. What's good?
What's good? It's great to be here again. Great that summer's right around that corner.
Mm-hmm. Summer at TCDS means...
Camp adventure!
That's right. Year number 56, I believe this would be. Camp Adventure started in 1968. For those that didn't know, it's been around for a long time. Camp Adventure is what put TCDS on the map, this beautiful 10-acre plot. And we're back at it. And this will be your second year. Yep. As the director, so last summer was your first. So tell us about that experience. What'd you learn? What are some memories you took away?
I learned a lot. I learned, this is my first like position as director as well. I've been a mentor teacher. I've been a lead teacher, but this was my first like being in charge of 20 plus people, 20 plus adults. And it was a learning experience, making schedules, hiring, dealing with conflict between, you know, students and all that comes with that. But I think my favorite thing that I took away was watching these kids, these campers make memories at Camp Adventure that they, when they see me, I've seen not just our students here at TCDS, because we get students that come from all over the city, and seeing them out in what I like to call the wild and them coming up to me and be like, Miss Kanai, I can't wait for this summer. I can't wait for swimming. I can't wait for archery. And watching them build those memories, and not just the campers, but the camp counselors who build these memories with the kids, these core memories with the campers and with each other, where we became like this, not necessarily like a family, but you know, if we were going to be a family, it'd be like, you know, those cousins you see once a year at a family vacation. Like that's what we became.
Yeah, it's like a camp reunion.
Right? Yes. And camp reunion rather than family reunion. And, you know, trying to create these yearly things with them. Like we do last year, we ended it with a carne asada day for the staff, and just, you know, building these memories with them and the campers, and seeing that was just, that brought me so much joy and made me feel, okay, I can do this. I, you know, helped facilitate this summer where these kids are going to remember, you know, whether they were here for 1 week or they were here for all 6 weeks.
Yeah, everyone remembers their camp experience as a kid. Some of us did it more often than others, but you mentioned the term core memory. Nice connection to the Inside Out. Can't wait for Inside Out 2, by the way.
Oh, which definitely.
Comes out this summer.
Hey, maybe it might be a field trip for us.
Ooh, okay. Loving that. So you mentioned archery, you mentioned swimming. What makes Camp Adventure unique? There's a lot of options around Tucson, Southern Arizona. Why Camp Adventure? Why should parents send their kids here?
So I'm looking into what other camps do, right? I see them who have ropes course, which we have a low ropes course this summer, which we'll be introducing to our campers. We have swimming, we have archery, but we also take those other things. We take into account those other campers that come who might not be, you know, into the archery, the swimming, the low ropes course, but are into science. And we have a STEM class that they can attend during the summer. We also have a music class and we have art. So we kind of cover all of that. Oh, and also junior chef, which the campers also love, because who doesn't like delicious snacks in the middle of the day? Mm-mm. So I think having all those different options for campers that we kind of reach everybody. The only thing we don't have that I know a lot of camps here in Southern Tucson have are horses. But who knows? Maybe we'll start doing some imaginary horse riding.
I was just going to say, we can check that box. They can have the adventure all up in the mind.
Yep.
And we can make the little horse noises.
With coconuts.
Yep. Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Now I want to go.
Camp adventure horses.
That's right. Horseback riding. Give us the basics here. When is camp offered? How many weeks, time of day? Give us the basics.
So this year, Camp Adventure is running from June 3rd through July 12th, which we will be closed for the 4th of July weekend. So July 4th and 5th. Camp starts at 8 a.m., ends at 3:30 p.m. We do have a before and kind of aftercare option from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., but that does cost extra for parents.
Got it. Okay. And they can register on our website.
Yep. Right? Register at tcdschampions.com and click on the little Camp Adventure logo.
beautiful. And like you mentioned before, this is not just for TCNS students. This is open to the public.
Yep.
And we've got, what about 50-50, would you say? Half our non-TCDS during the school year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. About 50-50 each week. We have, you know, we have our TCDS kids who I see year-round, and then our Camp Adventure kiddos who come in. And they, some of them do come back every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we definitely have, like, camp lifers. They might not attend here K through 8, but this is like their seventh summer camp, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And some of those students become counselors as they grow up, right?
Oh,
so like,
yes.
Tell us about the staff makeup. Who do you have as counselors and what all do they do?
So most of the counselors that we have are current college students or they're just finishing college. There's a handful of them who were, as you call them, lifers. They attended Camp Adventure as kids and now they're Camp Adventure employees. They did the counselor and training program and now they're counselors. We also have TCDS staff that help us run camp as activity counselors and as group counselors, from our parapros to our teachers up in middle school and elementary.
Nice. So what experiences did you find that camp counselors and those attending camp really enjoyed the most when you think about your experience last year and then when you kind of project plans into this summer, what experience or two really stands out?
So it wasn't necessarily like the daily activities that the kids had. You know, everybody loves swimming. We're from Tucson. We love swimming. We love getting in that pool. But it was those side events. So every Friday morning we have a battle for Bob, which is kind of like our weekly trophy. And last year's big hit was Gaga Ball. And the kids first learned it in their indoor games class. And then it spread to them watching their counselors. And it was the amount of energy and excitement of them watching Gaga Ball.
Okay, I gotta pause you. What's Gaga Ball?
So picture this.
Okay.
It's an octagon. Tables come to your legs, right? You have a ball. It's like dodgeball, but only thing, you can only use one hand. You cannot hold the ball. And you have to hit below the knee. So if you hit above the knee, you are out.
Mm, you're gagaed?
You're gagaed.
Or something.
You're gagaed, yeah.
I think I just
you're gaga gone.
Mm.
Yeah. So the kids, the campers and the staff really loved Gaga Ball last summer. And then another thing that we introduced on Fridays was the counselor cannonball competition, which the campers came around the pool and they helped judge and cheer on their favorite counselor to win the belt of the cannonball contest. Mm. And so that's something that we're bringing back, the Friday cannonball contest. And yeah.
Now, how about other community organizations? We have things like helicopters come on the campus. Fire trucks. Like talk to us about how the community gets involved with camp.
So we reach out to various members. We have 1 week of camp called Community Helpers Week, where we try to get people to come in. So last year we sadly couldn't get a helicopter, but we did get a SWAT truck, and the kids got to play with all the things in a SWAT truck that were safe. They got to, you know, try on the vests and the helmets and peek through all the holes in a SWAT truck. This year we're going to be getting a fire truck to come through. And we've gotten, last year we had the Saguaro National Park, come in and talk to us about our desert animals, since we are here in the desert. And, you know, we do see some fun things here in the summer that I really wish we didn't. And so we get a lot of people to come in. We also had Pima Air and Space come in last year and taught the kids about how things fly, and they got to create airplanes. And we had someone from the Children's Museum come in and talk to the kids about murals and art. So we get people to come in, and this year we're trying to expand that and take campers places as well to have those experiences.
Yeah, because we got our bus now.
We do have a bus
and a bus driver. So mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's
yep.
get out and about. It's hot in the summer.
It really
Surprise,
is.
Surprise, it's hot. Our campus is outdoors, mm-hmm. mostly 10 acres. What measures do you take to make sure everyone's having fun and also that they're safe in the Tucson heat?
So every morning what we start with as directors is we look at what the heat index is, because there's certain levels, certain temperatures in which we can't have students outside at all. So if it gets above, if it gets to 110, we can't have them outside at all. If it's 105, they could be in the shade. And so that means they could only be in our shaded areas, whether it's our shaded playground or activity center, and they could also be in the pool. But once it gets above that, then we have to have campers solely inside. We make sure, and every morning at our opening of camp, we talk about the importance of staying hydrated and making sure everyone's hydrated. We have water stations throughout camp where kids can fill up their water bottles. We do by the pool in the afternoons have Gatorade to help them replenish those things. Our low ropes and archery only take place in the morning before the heat really starts. So, you know, and each group has times where they're indoors in the air conditioner, and the kids come sunscreened up and they bring their sunscreen, and we make sure that they're protecting themselves. They wear hats. And the big thing I preach to them is drink your water, stay hydrated. And even my counselors, I have to remind them, you know, before camp starts on Sunday, start drinking that water and staying hydrated.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. It comes down to the basics. You know, back in the day, late 60s, 70s, maybe even the 80s too, I would imagine, you know, no air conditioning, right? So camp was under trees. There was a lot more mesquite trees on our campus. And Mr. Cooper, who founded this place, would tell stories of, how the campsites were under a tree outside. They were outside all day. So we're pretty spoiled, you know, air conditioning.
I like air conditioning.
Air conditioning's pretty great. Once you kind of get a taste, it's hard to.
It really is. Growing up somewhere where we didn't have air conditioning, where it got hot.
To go back. But we gotta be mindful of the heat and the water and all those basics. That's super important. Yeah. What about overnight experiences? Have we thought about, like, when we think about camp and kind of its growth, you mentioned it's, you know, an 8 to 3:30 experience. Have we considered overnight?
We've been having conversations about opening up to an overnight. Obviously right now we don't have the facilities rather than them sleeping outside. So we've talked about having maybe one overnight for our older group, our fourth, fifth and middle schoolers, and then expanding to, you know, when we're able to expand the campus and building cabins, having it be like the overnight camp on the east side of town. And I think I could, you know, that's, like you say, to dream big. And I think that's a big dream that we share, is expanding this to an overnight camp to have those experiences, especially for our older kids. Not sure about our first graders that come here, but definitely our older set.
Yeah, I think when you stay overnight somewhere away from home, it just changes the experience, right? Those are where memories are made. I can't help but think of the Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake skit. What was the name of their camp?
Oh gosh, I can't. I can't remember.
We'll have to look it up in the camp counselor. There, you have to, you know, harness that energy.
Definitely. That was my dream as a kid. There is a movie called Camp Nowhere, but growing up in Hawaii, there wasn't summer camps, and that was my dream. That's all I wanted, was an overnight camp experience like that. And yeah.
Well.
I want to give that to somebody else.
You got a chance to create it.
Yep.
Exactly. So what would your message be to anyone listening who's like, gosh, I don't know what to do with my kiddo this summer? Sell it to them. Why Camp Adventure?
Well, Camp Adventure, if you want your kid to have an adventure, it truly is an adventure walking this campus and getting to experience the things that they might not experience just staying home and playing video games. You know, they get to learn about collaboration and how to communicate through our low ropes course. They get to learn archery. How many people in Tucson can say they know how to shoot a bow and arrow correctly? You know, we also, does your kid not know how to swim? We have swim lessons here. So I encourage you to put your kid into a place where they're truly going to have an adventure this summer and check all their boxes of their likes.
Here we go. It's coming up. Well, thanks for coming on here, talking a little bit about Camp Adventure, and the adventure begins in just a few weeks. So go get it.
Let the adventure begin.
All right, let's do it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.